This is Neil Chayette looking at the law. We all have a cross to bear, but the question is, if you can't bear the cross, can you sue to have it taken down? The cross in this case was a 43-foot-high cross that stands atop a hill overlooking the city of San Diego. It was erected in 1913, and for decades has been the object of controversy. The first legal assault on the cross came in 1993, when the Court of Appeals ruled it was unconstitutional and had to go. But then Congress jumped into the fray and seized the land and the cross by eminent domain and authorized it to be transferred to a private group as a secular war memorial. Jewish war veterans in the ACLU sued, claiming a double cross. The trial judge said the cross could stay, but the Ninth Circuit reversed again, ruling that the religious symbolism of the cross, together with a past history of anti-Semitism in the La Jolla area, undermined the assertion that the memorial was secular. So it may finally be time for the cross to go, but I wouldn't cross off the cross just yet. This is Neil Chayette looking at the law.